வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 1st of May, 1976, in Fiji.
Living entities in this conditional world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind.
So, with this instrument, he is manipulating this machine. As exactly the pilot, with so many electronic machines, he is working the flying of the pilot. Where is the division of the pilot? And this body is a machine. Brahman, Sarvabhu, Brahman, wondering, the aeroplane is wondering, this machine is wondering. It is also going Uddham, Gacchanti, Sattvastha, sometimes up, sometimes down. Huh? And all this. Same aeroplane, going up and down. Two wings, this hand.
Urdhvam gashchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasa jaghanya guna vritishta adho gachanti tamasa. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion live on the earthly planets, and those in the mode of ignorance go down to the hellish planets.
The same thing, if the pilot is not expert, then goes down to the nose range, adho gachanti. The pilot is third class, so instead of going up, he goes down and everything is spoiled. So everything on the pilot. The machine is not important. The machine can go up if the pilot knows how to do it. And the machine can go down. Actually, it is happening. There is a landing point. It's very dangerous. If the pilot cannot handle very fast, immediately the smash. Crash takes place while going up and coming down, generally. That is due to mismanagement of the pilot. When in the sky it is at regular speed and balance, it is going nicely. There is no crisis. All crises take place while coming down and going up, leaving the land and coming in. I have seen sometimes they clap as soon as they the danger is over. So buddham anagam. Madhvetishthandiraja. So in this way you have to place the subject matter. That the living entity, the soul, is the important thing within this body. Because he is struggling on account of his ignorance. He is struggling. Manasasthani indriyani, prakritisthani katsut. This is his position.
You mentioned earlier that not only we have to find out who is the speaker, but who is the proper person to hear the subject matter?
Yeah. If somebody is interested to know what is the important thing, then he can understand this. And if he is animal, simply eating, sleeping, mating, what will he understand? Animal is not interested to know how the world is going on. He gets his food and sex, that's all. That is animal propensity. And as soon as you come to the human platform, then inquisitive. Ki ami kanamare jape thapo. Sanatana Goswami. Isn't that interesting? How is he developed my economic position? He has left already. Very high grade economic position. He is not interested. He is interested Kriyami Kanamare Japita. Actually, what is my position? Why I am suffering in this material life? That is human life.
Arjuna asks also many questions.
It was my duty to understand myself. And I am thinking of my this nonsense relatives, my grandfather, my son, what is it? I know that. What I can do by thinking about them? Namely, maybe they have come to war. Suppose they would have died naturally, what can he do? So I am perplexed with this thing. I know the defect. I cannot cause their death or birth or existence. It is beyond my jurisdiction. And still I am anxious. If I kill them, then what will happen? You kill and not kill. Either you kill, today or tomorrow. Gatasun avatasun sa nanu suchanti vandika. Rather man knows that the body will be finished, the bodily action, today or tomorrow. So what is to lament after this body? Lamentation is there, the person within the body, whether he is going to hell or heaven, urdhvam gacchanti or tamogacchanti, that is the real concern. Body will be finished. Today or tomorrow or after 100 years. Who can protect it? But one should be interested with the owner of the body, where he is going. What is his next position? That is clearly said. Adogacchanti tamasa, uddham gacchanti sattva. So you are interested to go up or down, or remain in the same status. There are three status, up, down, and descend.
General mass of people think that life is finished with this body. They're unaware of up
that
or down.
That for the rascals. And for the rascals, the Bhagavad Gita teaching is there. Learn. They are giving this stress on the body, that the body is finished everything. They do not know beyond the body. But the real knowledge being is, no, you are beyond this body. That is real. That is the beginning of knowledge. Any other knowledge except this, that is ignorance, that is not knowledge. They are accepting ignorance as knowledge.
Yes.
That is the defect. Therefore Krishna consciousness movement is so essential. They are accepting ignorance as knowledge. Darwin theory is simply speculation on ignorance, and it has been taken as knowledge. Freud philosophy is the business of the hogs and dogs, and it has been taken as philosophy. Even the hogs and dogs know how to enjoy sex life. And they are, on account of sex life, they have written a philosophy. It is a philosophy. Tattva-jnanartha darshanam, I know. The 13th chapter. Amanittam madambittam ahimsa shantiya. 13th chapter.
Tattva-jnanartha darshanam adhyatma-jnanam nityatvam tattva-jnanartham darshanam itas-jnanam iti-proktam adhyanam yad-ato-anam.
These rascals, they are in Ajnanam, dealing with sex life, dealing with the body, and their philosophy, life. Dealing with the body, dealing with sex life, there is animal business, and they are passing on as philosophers, scientists. This is your position, the whole world. So how much Krishna consciousness is important in this domain?
The goal of knowledge is not there.
They do not know any animals, therefore they are animals. Well, the dogs will understand. When there is one lady dog, one dozen dog will come. The smelling, the best part of the body. This is their pillar. The pride is that. Best part of the body is writing, pillar.
And books.
This is the position. How low caste hogs and pigs business and his books are like.
You mentioned, Srila Prabhupada, that if someone can understand that they're not this body, then immediately you should be able to understand that there's a super soul.
Yes, that I have already told you, sir. That it is very essential to understand.
So the approach used by Krishna is essential for any person who wants to understand the super soul.
Hmm?
Someone in material consciousness cannot understand God. So then what of all these religions, for example, Muslim and Christian religion, generally speaking, they don't even accept the existence of soul.
Whatever, they are not religious. Anything.
So simply they're talking about God.
Yeah. Actually, there is no religion. In the name of religion, some past is going on.
That's a fact. You've said in the past, devil citing scripture.
Yeah. They're eating meat. They have no even human sense. What is their religion? They have no even sense that I am cutting throat of a poor animal under my protection. If somebody cuts my throat, how much I am unhappy. And I am doing the same business, and I am a human being. How can I call myself a human? I have no sense in of compassion. Cats and dogs are passing on as religion. Some hogs and pigs are going as pillars of. And other animals is going as scientists, Darwin. They are animals only, cats and dogs. They are the leader of the society. How we can expect any benefits from it? The leaders themselves are cats and dogs, pigs. These leaders, that Sangstuta, that very much worship. By whom? By the dogs, by the pigs, by the Savirivara, camel, and by the ass. It is this particular dance I have explained in this Bhagavad. Suppose one man has become lion and he is praised by dogs, camels, asses and pigs. Naturally, they will praise, oh, sir, you are the king. Does it mean he is king? He is able. So it is going on. They are electing a big animal as president. And when he begins to eat animal, big animal, then they protest, oh, no, he is not proper president. Get him now, get him now. But why you sent him? Because we are pigs, we have no other knowledge. We another appoint another big pig as our president. Everything is explained in the basic literature. If you can present them properly, it will act. The voters are somebody for a house to call. And the president is another big animal, that's all. This is the induction of animal kingdom. A lion is the king of some asses, pigs, dogs, and hogs. What business you can expect there? This is the real picture. One who is a human being, he sees how the animals are enjoying by voting and electing president. But they are thinking we are busy in a very bad business, we are electing president. This is right. And he's saying that this rascal pigs hog, the electric president, and this president will eat them, and they will understand what kind of president we have elected. This thing is happening in the most advanced country of USA. And what to speak of other animal kingdoms. Even the topmost state at the present moment, there also is happening the same thing. And what to speak of other small states.
If Bhakti Yoga is the one can only understand Krishna through Bhakti Yoga, why did Krishna bother to explain Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga to so many?
Because they are third-class men, fourth-class men. They cannot understand Bhakti Yoga immediately. But at last he says, Sarva-dharma-purita, if you are intelligent. Sarva-bhuyatam, real knowledge is here. Sarva-bhuyatam. But he is proposing at last, if by understanding all other ways, if he has come to know what is the actual knowledge. That is the most confidential knowledge. That is not for everyone. How one can give up karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga? They cannot. But Krishna says this is the most confident. If we accept this, that is to understand. We have knowledge. It is not for everyone. Find out this. Verse 63, 18th chapter, I think. So take these notes, take these books and preach. You have taken all sannyasi, preach.
Sarva guyatamam bhuya shunu me paramam vacha ishtosi me dridham iti tato vakshyami te hitam. Because you are my very dear friend, I am speaking
to you. It is to be spoken to the most confidential person. You are my dear friend, I am talking. The other rascals will not understand. Especially for Arjuna, not for the common man.
I am speaking to you this most confidential part of knowledge. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit.
There is a special friendship and a special love. So I give you this. Keep it confidential. This is real. Other rascals will not bear this. They will protest, huh? I said, surrender to Krishna.
So what is that confidential?
Man marabhava man vastu.
Sarva-dharma-man purita. So he had spoken so many other things for other rascals. But you are my friend, very intimate, I tell you. This is your path. So fact is fact. If you take earlier or later, that is the one thing. You have to come. Bhavanam Janavanam. One has to take many births before coming to this understanding.